Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Isabella Salazar, and I've got your morning headlines for Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. Police have identified a Mississippi man as the suspect who allegedly shot up a Rexburg Motel 6 on Friday. 35-year-old Johnny Kendrell Adams is in custody in Lincoln City, Wyoming, after his arrest on Friday. Police found him with an AR-15 rifle, drugs, and paraphernalia. Adams is being charged in Idaho with 5 felony counts of aggravated assault and 1 count of felony unlawful discharge of a firearm into an occupied building. He also faces drug charges from Wyoming, where he was found and arrested. Friday morning, Madison County Dispatch received calls from Motel 6 employees reporting that a man fired several rounds into the front of the building with a rifle. During the investigation, police learned that the man spent the night in the motel. Employees charged him a $150 smoking fee, and he stormed out of the building and took an AR-15 rifle from his truck and shot at the building. Afterward, he reportedly got in his truck and left the scene. Local schools went into a shelter-in-place, which was lifted after an hour. No one was injured from the incident. Chad Daybell's attorney has filed multiple motions, and the hearings are set. The Rexburg Standard Journal reports these motions include one to extend time to file more motions. 2 hearings are scheduled for March 18th for motions. One is to separate Daybell's trial from his co-defendant, Lori Vallow, and one to allow additional evidence. Daybell and his wife Lori Vallow have both been charged with felonies, including first-degree murder, in connection to the deaths of Vallow's children, Joshua J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. Daybell is also charged with first-degree murder for the death of his previous wife, Tammy Daybell. Daybell's case is set to go to trial in January 2023. He is facing the death penalty. Vallow's case is on hold after being found mentally incapable of contributing to her own defense. Melaleuca donated to the community food basket in Idaho Falls, and now the food basket can pay off its mortgage. Post Register reports the surprise donation covers the final $51,500 needed to cover the mortgage on the food storage warehouse. During Melaleuca's holiday food drive, employees gave more than $34,000 to the food basket, which was matched by the Melaleuca Foundation for a total of more than $68,000 to help the hungry. The community food basket is now able to reallocate the majority of its lease payment each month to buy more food and improve programs for struggling families. If you'd like to donate to the community food basket, go to their website at feedidahofalls.org. The Antiques Roadshow is coming to Boise on May 31st and will make a stop at the Idaho Botanical Garden. KTVB reports the show is one of PBS's most watched series, with this summer being the 27th production tour. At every appraisal event, guests will receive evaluations of their antiques from the leading auction houses in the country. Ticketed guests are invited to bring 2 items for appraisal. You can enter to win 2 free tickets per household by entering the 2022 Antiques Roadshow Sweepstakes, which is now open. Admission to the event is free, but tickets are required and must be obtained beforehand. The deadline for entry is March 21st. For more information, call 88-762-3749. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. I'm Isabella Salazar. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.